You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside of our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quickly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian Felicity Blue.
I'm comedian Cy D.
I'm comedian Michael Dinkelis.
I'm your host Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, go ahead, Cy.
Go ahead, me. All right, so I'm actually ashamed about my idea because it's pretty infantile or childish or whatever the word is. So here's what I came up with. I think we all have been in situations where in a crowded area, like we're in a room, a podcast room, and suddenly we have to fart, right? Right? And we don't want to. Like, I don't want to fart in this setting because Tom's being nice to me and it's like, it's a nice room and stuff.
This is good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want, even if it's coming out, I want to hold it back. But that's bad for your body, right? But then there's also, for every one of these situations, I've been in the other kind of situation where I do want to fart, but I'm not able to summon a fart. Like, that's
what situation would that be?
Can you
give an example?
Well, so like, okay, this is the one I came up with. Like, if you work, right? And let's say you're in a meeting, all right? And there's this really menial task they want you to do. And everyone points a finger at you for you to do it, right? Like, they're like, you got to do this. You got to get on this. And it's like a menial task, like, I don't know, like populating a spreadsheet, right? It's like, or formatting a spreadsheet or something like that. Like, I can't think of a more boring task than that right now, at least. But anyways, and then you're like, the only way you can get back at your superiors, assuming they're all superiors in the room, is, or the only socially acceptable way where you can show your frustration is probably fart, right? And let a stink bomb out, right?
Are you
when you're
glad?
In the... Oh, sorry.
That's like the only socially acceptable way of getting back at them right at that moment. Like, you can't go punch them in their face. Like, you can't throw paper balls at them. It's like...
Are you glaring at them in anger while you're doing it, giving them the stink eye and the stink
Yeah, I think you can
ass?
Do that. Or yeah. you can make it, like, kind of a surprise thing. You nod your head and say, yeah, I'll do it. And then you let your thing out. So, but my idea here is not... It's not just holding your farts and releasing them at the right moment. That's not much of an idea. So I think there should be like a fart catcher underwear, right?
Ah.
So at moments like these, like, I'll be wearing my fart catcher underwear and it'd be catching my fart. And then at moments like those where I really want to let it out, I press like a button and it gets let out.
I could use that.
Yes.
Because when you go to a talk and there's like... You're ready to go, you're tired, and then people keep asking fucking questions.
Yeah.
And you don't care.
Yeah.
And you're just like, if you could just let one, let a big one out, and then everyone wants to leave the room.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a fart storage and deployment kit. That's what it is.
I like it. It's kind of like those pump shoes from the 80s. This could be an underwear thing.
Yeah. And I don't know why scientists haven't worked on it yet. Like, it's, like, there's always moments, at least maybe not people aren't sadistic enough to try and deploy their farts on people, but it's like you at least don't want to fart. Like, if you're on a date, right? If you're taking someone on a date and at the end of it you're having some chocolate cake and some really good dessert, right? And then you have to fart. But at that moment, you're like, you could use that fart for later purposes, for like not a romantic evening.
No,
right?
This is good.
And
yeah.
Stink bombs exist, but this is personal.
Yeah, this is personal. This is like you doing it. This is your creation. It's coming out from your body. I think it's like there's more pride in it, right? You can go out and make a Molotov cocktail, but that's too much.
you can't avoid it at all costs.
Well, they say that cow flatulence releases methane and that it's a big contributor to global warming. I'd imagine that human flatulence also releases some form of methane.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much.
There's definitely some methane.
That's like Oh, sorry.
I just want to bring up a very important point that everyone seems to be ignoring, that what you're saying is a much deeper issue. What you're saying is we shouldn't judge farts as good or bad, but as a resource we
yes,
have to
exactly.
harness.
Yeah, it's a resource we have to harness. Like another moment I can think of is where you would want to deploy a really bad stink bomb is like when you're getting stop and frisked, right? Like that would
perfect.
Be the perfect moment for you to deploy a stink bomb. Yeah. And maybe that's like sensory activation when the police pats you down. Like he touches you three times and then boom, that your fart gets deployed from your fart storage underwear.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that will lead to a beating?
Probably I mean, it's not something he can control. Like he's like, I had bad chicken before this, so I have to fart, or I had some really bad stuff and I have to fart.
I'm a nervous farter anyway. If I'm getting stopped and frisked, I'm going to be letting him out.
Yeah. Or maybe it's like, hits you with a stick, fart. Hits you with a stick, fart.
Yeah.
Hits you with a stick,
Rodney
fart.
King
and then maybe he'll think
right.
twice about hitting you the fourth time with the stick.
Exactly. Like they wouldn't, no one, like they would, that would be an active deterrent for cavity searches.
I bet someone came up with that already.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they have underwear with charcoal in it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like powdered charcoal that's supposed to filter out the smell, but it doesn't save it and deploy it later.
Mm. Ah, see, that's the thing we have to do.
Like, you could probably give someone
it's a wasted resource.
It's a resource we have to harness, yeah.
And maybe you develop this for people, but then maybe we can use it for the cow flatulence.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'll be like the hero that solves global warming.
Or you could be a James Bond supervillain who like, I'm going to capture all this cow flatulence and then release it all at once.
That would be awesome.
I think that's what the Republican Party's doing now. That's sort of, that's their plan, isn't it? That's their plan for EPA? Just keep releasing gas to see what happens?
I'm pretty sure Rick Perry would be on board with this idea. If he hears about this, he's definitely going to be on board.
Oh, he would love it. He wouldn't be able to spell it, but he'd love it.
Can you imagine if you could bottle and like send, you know, he can send people like a bag of candy dicks or whatever.
Oh.
Imagine if you could send someone a Ted Cruz fart.
Oh, I like it.
That'd
this is great.
So nasty.
It's like the opposite
his
of the commercial.
Fart or a fart to him?
No, his fart. I think if there's someone in the world whose farts smell the worst, it'd be like the guy who played Huel on Breaking Bad and Lavelle Crawford.
Oh, yes, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Sorry. If,
no, I got you.
You know, not to be offensive, but also Ted Cruz farts would be like, there's like a sliminess to them.
Yeah.
Well, there is a way to capture a fart because the Mythbusters did it.
Oh, really?
Which is to sit in a bathtub and then when the bubbles come up, they capture the bubbles. But I don't know if you could make a...
But does it retain the smell?
Transportable. Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Wow.
And I believe they also tested severity. Like they captured farts for like a long period of time and then they hotboxed somebody or whatever you call it. And they wanted to. I think theoretically you can kill somebody with it.
Whoa.
Oh, if you displace the oxygen?
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister, this is kind of gross, but when I was little, my sister told me if you fart on your hand, then your hand smells like a fart. That shit, it smelled like, my hand smelled like ass for like 2 days. It was so nasty. I washed my hands and I couldn't get it off.
So let's say this is a wearable fish tank, like a little fish tank, fish bowl with like leg holes, and you put it in, and so it... Your asshole is under the water, and then it has a way to capture the bubbles. And
Way to concentrate it, yeah.
So it's got to have like some electronics, like a pump. So when you fart, it would like the pump would turn on and suck the bubbles up into some device.
And maybe a little, and like make the water warm. A little vibration so it feels all right.
It might look a little funny walking down the street wearing such a device.
I mean, that could be like the first prototype we test in the lab. But then you could eventually you want to get it to where like you just have an underwear, but there's like it's got layers, and in between those two layers, it's like it's got a gel or it's got some kind of a liquid, and then there's a tube which like goes right up to your asshole. And then that tube leads the fart into this gel or liquid thing which captures it, right? Because that's what's capturing the fart.
So this
right?
is, sorry if I'm interrupting, like a modified outbreak suit kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Yeah. And then like it, mm-hmm. you could press buttons on it for it to release the gas.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a, but you can't make it too pressurized because like you sit down too hard.
Yeah.
And you explode.
Oof. So you're okay going like around your whole normal life with a tube up your ass?
What?
Near your ass.
Near your ass.
At least the fish tank idea, nothing goes up your ass.
Yeah, but you're wearing a fish tank.
And you hear that sound every time you
put
fart.
Like a goldfish in there too. So like you could have like a castle like thing, like
it's like the canary
to cover your groin area.
When you're coal like, mining, it's like, is the fish dead? Oh, you're ready.
Oh, poor Sparky.
You could have one of those bottom suckers as long as it doesn't attach itself to your penis.
Oh yeah.
Wait, where's the penis in this? I thought this was asshole.
Well, it's around the body with leg holes.
But then, like, can women use it? Because I don't want anything going up my vagina.
I don't want to rule out women using it. I mean, I don't want to eliminate my buyers. Mm. Like, it's not a niche market. It's for everyone.
Do you anticipate women using it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're good at, you know, I let out, I think most women I know. We fart all the time, but we're good at making it silent. You just use the right muscles. You know, you do your Kegels, but then your Kegels help you mask the fart sound, so it just...
See, there's just...
And then you blame it on dudes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. This just shows you women have evolved past us a long time ago.
Yeah.
They have developed anal Kegels.
Plus, women
this
have
This is
higher...
next-level stuff. And we're out here talking about outbreak suits and fishes. They already have this figured out.
Some men think we pee out our vaginas and they don't know the levels of like ass muffling we do.
Ooh, ass muffling.
Women also tend to have higher pitched voices, so the contrast between the voice and the pitch of the fart is less.
I think women
thus, have just talking might be able to disguise it.
Yeah, I think like, women have generally more
like
controlled.
A high pitched giggle could disguise a fart.
Yeah.
No, it's just
not,
straight
not, not a ha ha See, you're not doing it right.
See, that's what I was going to... I was going to talk about something else, but whatever.
Like, I think like women have better control of, like, farting, really. They're, like, better at farting. I don't think... So I think, like, sharting is a common thing that men... Like, every man has sharted at some point in his life.
Well, a lot of women shart, too, but we don't talk about it.
Okay. I thought, like, women had much better control. Women know their body
well,
much better than men.
Well, because we don't poo,
do.
So...
Women just care more about what people think, so they choose to try harder to not.
Yeah,
fart.
They're better marketers, is what he's saying.
Okay,
yeah. Why?
I think that's true.
Why hasn't a woman won the Nobel Prize in Physics? Because she was thinking about how to make her fart silent. That takes a lot of like practice.
All that energy.
Well, I think. Anything else to add to his idea? I think we're.
There's only one thing to add to his idea.
That was a good idea.
You know how they have a commercial where people are running around like some pristine place in England and capturing super clean air? So this is like pick a horrible spot and someone's running around with like, – that's another way to get it. We just sell it and you just send it to your boss or when you quit or if you hate someone, you just send them a job. Oh, what's this? Shh. Ah! You know, and the face just changes colors and you realize, oh, no, I've made some big mistakes in my life. And I'm smelling a fart from halfway around the world.
Yeah, maybe it becomes so popular that at one point people are like selling it on eBay. Like people are selling a box of farts for people to smell on eBay. Like it's a box of Ted Cruz farts.
Right.
Like people are bidding on it for...
That's like selling your underwear. It's like some freaky dude's like... You just have to like add your underwear and a picture of a hot woman and he's like, yeah, send me those farts. It's like it's just a dude. Dude, but like you know, it's that's what you buy.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
there's definitely ground to this.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise's box of farts is getting auctioned off for like some charity, I guess.
No, they give all the money to Scientology.
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
I don't know if Scientology would allow even his fart out of the public.
That might be true. Yeah,
they got a pretty tight control on Tom.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Felicity. With the
my idea is. Comes from the fact, though, in college, I didn't have a lot of money, but I had access to a sewing machine. And so I would mend my friends' clothes in exchange for booze. And then I'm also pretty, like, aggressive. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my friend had to talk to customer service, and I just did it for him. I was like, excuse me, we will not be treated like this. And so my idea is an app called Moms and Pops.
Mm.
So it's kind of like they already have stuff like this where you hire somebody. So it's for adults who don't live at home, but need mother or father like advice or skills. So like you need to learn how to sew on a button. Then you hire a mom, like you like look in your app. There's a local person who's can sew on a button and does that. Or like,
yeah,
you need your oil change, hire a pop. You need to move and you like need someone to like help you, you know, pack everything up. You hire like a pop to do that. Or like you need to go talk to someone in customer service and you're like, you hire a mom to come with you. And it's like, it's just, you know, anyone can be a mom or a pop, but like you hire someone to be like, no, I need to speak to the manager. Like, yeah, you will not talk to him like that.
This is like Obama's anger translator kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is good. So, I think this could work.
So it's like a laborer, but that you pay them less and you they role play as your parent.
Yeah. And like, oh, I got a stain in my carpet. What am I going to do? And it's like a mom comes over like, red wine, put in some white wine, some salt. Get that out.
It's like a sugar daddy or a sugar mom for the moment, right?
It's like very, I wanted to be clear that it's for adults who need parents, but not like adult babies, like, okay. Like no diaper changing. That's a hard, I mean, sure you
can
get it.
So this is something to help you adulting. So like adult ink.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Adulting. That's like a big thing. Like I know a lot of people who don't know how to do like simple things. And they're like, well, my mom never taught me. And it's like, well, I know. So let me teach you.
Is it entirely over the phone or computer? It'd
be an app, yeah.
It'd be an app. So they wouldn't have to like drive to your house and then you wouldn't have to pay for that.
It would be like a fee. Yeah, so it's like a flat rate by the hour.
Huh. Could it be like virtual like robots playing the moms like a Siri? Who that knows how to sew and that knows like the basic tasks and that it's not even a real person.
Well, WikiHow already, like there's things where you can look at a video, but this puts in the human element, Tom. This is, you know, so you actually care, you know, I want to show that you care.
I don't know what to add. This is just good.
Yeah, I think it's
just useful.
I honestly, I'm too lazy to like do this as a real business pitch. And I think by the time I get my act together, it's not going to be relevant.
Yeah. You're going to look up watching Super Bowl or something like commercial grandmas today.
Yeah.
Just you'll be able to dial a grandma and she'll come and take care of you. Make a homemade meal or
you're
something.
You're sad. You went through a breakup. I'm going to like come over. I'm going to cook you a meal. I'm going to bake you some cookies and I'm going to, you know, make you feel better and be like, you know what? When, you know, it's like I might be old, you know, younger than you. But I'm like, you know what? You're going to find someone because you're a beautiful, strong, you know, like that sort of stuff. Like mom sort of breakup stuff, you know?
Yeah. I think it's like, it's not just mom and dad. And I think it's beyond that too. Like one use I could think of is like, as a brown person, you could hire or you could look for a white buddy who watches for you in the security line in the airport, right? Like you're in an airport.
Your white dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, he's with me. So then you just get through. That's about it. And
it's actually more helpful to hire a brown person in front of you. And because I know this, and I'm sure you know this, Sai, if they randomly select the brown person directly in front of you, they can't then randomly select you.
Yeah.
So well, that's the best way to get through security.
They can't randomly select two people in a row?
No, they pick like the middle-aged white woman and they're like, why are you picking me? I'm not a terrorist, because they can't pick like too many brown people. They have to put someone like, oh, they're just picking, you know, Brenda. Like Brenda's not a terrorist, so we're going to pick her and then four brown people and everyone's going to think it's random.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're probably... Soon they're going to stop pretending it's random anyways. Yeah. But,
we'll be on a list.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be on a list now. On a list for something. We're all going to be on a list. I don't know what that list is, but yeah, everyone is.
Santa's list.
Santa's list.
But yeah, this is like really, you should think of making it into an app.
Yeah, I was like worried about putting this
but
on
But that
here.
Involves a real person. Sai's idea involved a real person in the line with you.
Yes.
Whereas hers was just an app.
Oh, mine's like consultant. So this is the other part of the business, which is good. It's like Uber, no employees. You have independent contractors. So I, as someone who's signing up for the app, I say I can sew and I can get stains out and I can talk to customer service. Mm-hmm. And then I like go through like a menial background check.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the user can see me, oh, there are like four moms and five pops in your area, and these are the skills they can help you with.
Why do they have to be in your area?
Because they got to go to your house.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking about the house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because there's a personal touch. It's for people who got more money than they know how to use with. You know, like people in the tech industry.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, oh, someone who's going to go to a party with you. And like, you know how your mom is like, this is my son. And
someone
he
to be
is
proud of you.
Handsome. And he is like so it. Nice. And like, you know, you do that sort of stuff. Like, you know, it's meant to be. You
now,
know.
What if you ordered a mom to come to your house and it turned out to be your actual mom and you're like, no.
Oh,
I didn't want my actual mom.
You can see their face. So some creepy dude doesn't like show up to your house like you ordered a dad and it's not the right, you know, it's not the right
dad. Or what
dad.
If the daughter or the mom orders a mom and the daughter shows up. So now the daughter's acting like the mom to the real mom.
That happens enough in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I told my mom about this. I'm kidding, Mom.
There are multiple apps in here. I mean, there's the random plus one. If you want to bring somebody who's like more obviously being profiled in front of you, you know, there's the bring mom home to make you soup. There's a make, you know, bring a proud parent with you day. There's all kinds of things you can do with this.
Yeah, your tire's broken on the side of the road and you don't feel like dealing with it. You call a dad or a mom because people, you know, women can change tires too. Like it's not
right.
It's
no,
like
no,
gender
obviously.
Inclusive. You can sign up to be either, you know, and whatever. But
would it be like a barter system? Like
hell no.
Or
cold,
would you tell them
cash?
I mean, like you say you need a tire changed and then. Mm-hmm. You sit there and you wait and like nobody volunteers. None of the moms or dads volunteer. And then so you up the price and then none of them volunteer. And then
it'll
or
be,
do they volunteer not knowing what the job is?
They know.
Are they all purpose? They just show up not knowing what the job is.
You say
be?
What your job's skills are. So they'll be like, you'd have to like start it in one area. So you're like an Ann Arbor moms and pops. And then you say like, I sign up. I can change a tire. So I'm going to put that in my thing, and then you see how many moms and pops are online right now, how many of them can change a tire. And so it's like, hopefully you could be like a full-time mom or pop, you know, where it's like, or like, you know, you get grad students. So it's like our schedules are flexible. So I'm just going to have the app on.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, someone needs a button sewed on. Or you can schedule it like, oh, I'm available after 5 to sew your button on.
Cool.
Or you can be like, I'm available now to sew your button on.
Sorry for interrupting. Very functional idea. I only see a few problems at some point if you didn't do a proper upgrade or Apple messed up again with 10.2. Like, you're going to ask for somebody to help you with one thing and they send another. You ask for grandma, they send you a plumber. You ask for a plumber, they send you, you know, your dirty uncle who just needs to drive you to a place because your license is suspended. So. That's the only thing I see that might be difficult with this.
That's just
but you can work this out. Yeah.
It's just bugs.
Yeah. So one thing they say about like young YouTube stars is that they're almost taking the place of friends. Like most of the biggest like YouTube stars are it's almost like a hangout show. It's like kids maybe are too shy to have real friends, so they turn to these YouTube things and so
be like,
your service is like replacing the parent element instead of the friend element in a way.
Yeah.
So,
because if you're in college, you probably don't live with your parents, and then you're out of college and you go back and live with them. But like at that point when you're not living with your parents.
So in a way, you're creating an app that's going to cause a breakdown of family structures.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking that.
or is that downfall, yeah. if anything?
It's yeah. good. It's good.
I was thinking that you should probably even let real moms and pops use it to find a substitute for their task.
They don't know how to use phones, though.
Okay.
But yeah. Your mom can put it in your account. Like, your mom's like, I'm so sad that you're in college and I can't do anything for you. So let me put money in your account.
Not just when they're sad, like when they're like, so if a dad that's just doesn't want to go to a football game, instead he finds a substitute dad to go for the football game.
Does he have to like dress up like the real dad?
Well,
and, like,
maybe.
That's tell the same strange. Dad jokes
yeah.
as the real dad.
Yeah.
These are my 3 favorite dad jokes.
Yeah.
That's extra. Dressing up is extra. And that's a slippery slope to even have that option. Be like, I want you to dress up as a mom.
and for a little extra, you can have them like, you can have them react, like make the same mistakes your parents make. Like just be late all the time or put you down in front of strangers. Thanks, Bob. It's less than I'm hiring you through Plus One.
Yeah, but there's a whole rating system, so you want to be like the best mom in the world.
Oh,
you know,
reviews.
Oh my gosh! Like, you know how Mary Kay gives out the pink Cadillacs to their top like sellers? So like it's like the makeup sales brand, and if the top sellers in a region get a pink Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get like pink Escalades now because they're like hip, but like you could get world best dad mugs if you're like the best pop,
okay.
Like highest rated pop or highest rated mom. It's like world's best mom. You get that on there.
The reviews on this app are going to be magnificent. Bob showed up wearing shorts and flip-flops. He said he'd take me to the movies, as my dad would. But instead, we hung out by the corner while he smoked and swore a lot.
But like,
he'd be fired. He'd be fired.
Yeah, but there'd be a review, and then you'd read about it, just like the Amazon reviews for that big 4K TV, the first one that was $32,000.
But it'd be more like, you know, like, I had an Uber driver who was like, I just came from the gym.
Yeah.
And now I want some chocolate. And I was like, go to Meijer, like creepy. You can get people fired, like from the. He was really creepy. He was really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, but you know that's part of it. It's like if you end up being a creepy dad, it's like we're not getting creepy uncles. We're getting dads, right? So if someone shows up and they're like, I'm gonna sew on a button, and they do a shitty job, then they can't work for you anymore. Just, you know. Do background checks. If they get arrested for something creepy, then you fire them.
Now, a real parent sometimes has to tell you things you don't want to hear. Like, you shouldn't drink alcohol after you just had this cocaine.
I believe the science says you should because it brings you down a little bit. Yeah,
it's you don't feel drunk anymore. Or
you shouldn't combine pills with this other thing.
Right, there's all that.
Absolutely. Don't... but at this service, it'll be like a parent where it's a one-sided relationship where the child has all of the power in that any criticism of the child won't be allowed.
I guess there'd have to be maybe, you'd have to understand.
It's almost like parent as slave in a way.
That's true. There's got to be like a tough love option. Like, I'm going to say I'm a tough love mom. So like if you go through a breakup and I'm going to be like, you just don't know how to pick a man. Like, you know, you like, I'm going to comfort you, but also you need to think about fixing your problems. Like, I that's a good point. You got to have to sell it in the way that it's like, this is your parent is not your friend. Oh my God, I sound like a mom, don't I? That's what I did it for. I mother my friends. But like, I'm your mom. I'm not your friend. And so I'm going to tell you like it is.
Yeah. Like, you could have like Netflix like recommendations for each person, right? Like based on their history of what kind of moms and pops they've used, and then it'll recommend you, if you're going through a breakup, you should take this person as a mom, not this person. This person is a tough love person, and this one's like...
Yeah, what do you want right now? Do you want comfort, or do you want to make a change in your life?
Yeah.
I think parents don't really want to parent their own kids, let alone parent other people's kids. I guess if you're paying them...
Yeah.
Then it might work.
Oh, I love if I could.
Parenting in small doses, I guess, is better than.
Better than none.
If I could shapeshift, there's two people I'd shapeshift into. And one would be a middle-aged white woman who is just like, excuse me. You can be mean to anybody as a middle-aged white woman. And then the other one is like a giant black dude that if he's at a party and he goes, hey. Everyone gets really quiet, and then he's like, I like this song, and then everyone's like having a good time. Those are the two people I want to be. But
yeah,
you know, those would be great moms and pops. I want them for my company if you fit those descriptions.
I think it's a functional app. I don't know why we don't have it yet, and frankly I'm angry that we don't. Sometimes you really need to call somebody.
Yeah,
now I put it out there, someone else is going to do it, so I guess it's good. I won't make the money off. You're like, can I give me a good little kickback? Hire me at your corporate events.
Okay. Anything to add? Nope. Okay, go ahead.
All right. My thought was, and I've been thinking about this for a little while, you know how they have commercials on television and, you know, and Sarah McLachlan comes on, in the eyes of the angel, and they show you sad doggies somewhere, and you know, you have feels. I feel like we should replace the doggies in this concept with, like, really just poor millennials. Like, you know, and then all these rich people in Oakland County.
I look right to Cy for some reason. I have no idea why.
I don't know. Maybe, man, I don't know. This description. I'm just saying you want wealthy people in gated communities to flip out their wallets and say, look, this is Jeremy. Jeremy dropped out of art school a year ago, but I'm sponsoring him. Look, Jeremy's doing really well now. He no longer has to scrape the resin out of his bong to smoke. Okay? Yeah, I'm teaching Jeremy good values here. And it can be tax deductible, whatever. It's still America. I get it.
What good value? It's that if you don't do anything, I'm going to pay for it? I sound like the welfare state.
Like such an asshole. But it doesn't have to be like a lot of money, like any actual, but it can be like, oh no, I have a flat tire. Maybe they like help you a little. I'm just saying that my interest is in the what happens 3 days later when they're like super proud of the hipster they're sponsoring. You know what I'm saying? So that's my thought. If you guys think there's a way to perfect this.
I don't know. Maybe like
a funny idea.
A YMCA for adults. Like, you know, you do those youth events where they're like you volunteer for one day with some like you know, children, you throw them a birthday, like a big party.
Sure.
And then you feel good, like on MLK Day, where it's like, it's not a day off, it's a day on. You go and you help like some kids and then you go back to your life. It's like that sort of thing.
Is there like a limit as to how much you can help them though? Is there like, you can go, is this up to you how much you want to help them?
Yeah. I just want, you know, I just want lonely, wealthy people to be proud of something. That's really where my heart lies right now.
Shouldn't they be helping like,
obviously,
other kids, like I know, like
obviously, you should call your mom, I guess, if you really have a problem. But we're talking here.
No, I mean, like you see those, like
I'm just saying, those ideas.
Like instead of giving like Bibles to like poor villages in Africa, like you can do non-religious.
Oh yeah,
like starving, like people who are like actually starving versus like I spent all my money on Xanax, like.
Totally.
So maybe the hipster in return, maybe the person helping them out wants to feel young again. So the hipster has to pretend that they fit in for a while, like no sarcastic remarks about the old person for a while.
Invite them to a party.
Pretend that they fit in.
And they can learn from each other so much. Like one can learn about like bills and like responsibility, and the other side can learn about operating an iPhone. It's good for everyone. That's why I said I see this as a plus.
I agree. I think it's probably going to lead to a lot of so it's like how there's a thing about why rich white people go to Africa is just to fill up their Instagram account with photos, right? Like with all these poor kids.
Your Tinder profile.
Yeah.
One of the reasons.
I think it's going to be the same, but instead of photos, now you'll have videos. To like an hour or 2 hours of you helping people, hipster kids. And it's like, since Facebook, you can go live now, you can just have, that's what people will use it for. I'm pretty sure everyone will jump on this opportunity to make a 1 hour Facebook live video of them helping someone in trouble.
Or it's like those pranks where someone's like, I'm going to pretend to be homeless for like a day and then see how mean people are and film it. It's like, why don't you just help a homeless person?
Yeah.
Or the worst ones where they film their kid giving a homeless person $100. And the homeless person cries and they're like, this is like, I'm going to put this online.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Get some likes. Yeah.
And they might be killing the homeless person because they may just drink themselves to death.
Yes.
Not to get dark, but I'm just saying, giving $100 to a homeless person, there's a lot of risk involved. Yeah.
Now, what if you're a hipster or a hipster wannabe and you say you need some money, but nobody helps you out because you're not cool enough? Old people don't think you're hipster enough.
Then say
you
need to be cooler. Be like, I need some beanies and some like thicker glasses.
Right.
And
that case, that person pulls up your app and finds like a really cool uncle, pulls themselves up. And then get somebody to sponsor them because now they fit the profile of what that person wants to sponsor.
I love that name of the app, Cool Uncle.
Why not? Everyone has a cool uncle. And one they don't want to be alone in the room with. Whatever.
The cool uncle becomes the creepy uncle once you get old enough to know that he's...
Oh, there's always crossover. Yeah. Age, socioeconomic things at some point. Yeah. Yeah, things change. But for now, we can have VR, we can have Facebook, we can have Cool Uncle app. Why not?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Anything else?
This is what I have right now, but if you, I mean, I'm open to all kinds of ideas.
My idea's a little long. I want to move on to my...
Let's do your idea.
Unless you have anything to add on the last one at all.
It's a work in progress, but I mean, it's funny. And it fits really well, like the opposite side of your app.
We'll acquire you.
Okay. You know? I'll be
Once we
I'll
get
consult.
Big enough, you'll be in the app, and then we'll acquire you.
It's good to have like a competitor like where you're constantly fighting against each other for dominance.
Yeah,
and
I'll
then
be the Lyft to your Uber.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay. So for my idea, I bought a virtual reality headset recently called the HTC Vive. And I'm not a huge gamer. I've played maybe 20 to 100 hours of video games in the past 10 years. Not a lot. Like Guitar Hero here or there, game on my iPhone against some Facebook friends or something. But the reason I bought the VR headset was for exercise.
Exercise.
Now, I've always hated exercise, and I like the idea of using video games to make exercise suck less. So the Vive, there's a few VR systems competing. The Vive is the one that has the room sensors on the walls, and it's geared for moving around throughout the room as opposed to just sitting on the couch and playing the video game. So that's why I bought that one. And I bought an exercise bike that goes with it called the VIR Zoom or the VerZoom.
VerZoom?
It's a weird... I guess they couldn't call it VR Zoom, so they added an I. VerZoom. I don't know. But it integrates with the Vive. It has like mini games. You can pedal the bike, and it's like a... there's like a Western one where you're lassoing a cowboy off of a horse, and you pedal, and the horse goes to speed. You pedal, and you lean. It's got like controls on the handlebars and stuff, so...
If you suck at video games, do you just like not lose weight?
I don't know.
It's like I keep falling off the horse.
You just have to pedal harder and you lose more weight.
You'll still try it. Like if you suck at swimming and you try, you'll still
unless
lose
you
weight.
Drown.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't lose weight. I don't like to try.
Trying can be trying.
So there is a thing that exists called an omnidirectional treadmill that allows you to run in 360 degrees. But
weird.
I couldn't buy one. They had a Kickstarter, but I didn't donate to the Kickstarter in time, so I couldn't get one. But so my thought is I can spend like an hour or so playing a physical video game, either pedaling the bike or moving around throughout the room. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of exercise, so I don't have to feel guilty for wasting time. And I don't have to suffer like staring at a wall, because I think exercise the way we do it now is sort of masochistic and horrible. And I think in the future, people will look at the way we exercise now that is not using video games, and they'll understand why we're all fat.
It has nothing to do with corn syrup and sugar industry lying to us.
Well, that's part of it too. Okay. But and I think that physical like. Moving around virtual reality games will become so good in the future that this stereotype of a gamer will switch from being a fat person to being a fit person. And that kind of happened for gay men. Like gay men were sort of stereotyped as like super scrawny, but then they started hitting the gym. And now the stereotype of a gay man is like ripped. And the same thing could happen to gamers because of these physical games. Mm. And then my other thought is that, kids might play the physical games so long that instead of being too fat, they'll get too skinny, and their parents will have to tell them to stop playing video games because they're burning so many calories that they're eating out all of the food in the house, and the parents don't want to spend money for the food.
Like a pet pig when it gets too big, and then you're like, I can't afford to feed it.
Yeah.
That's when you eat it, right?
But it's your pet.
The pet pig has a built-in fail-safe mechanism.
Gary.
This is true.
You can't eat Gary.
Gary tastes good as hell.
I'm sorry. I'm from a third world country.
We like to use the term developing.
Yes. We like to, yes.
Okay, Gary develop into a wonderful meal.
I wanted to point out in a previous episode of this podcast, I had an idea called the gym truck, which is episode 16, where my idea was to have like a U-Haul, or they have these pod like storage things that they put in a parking space. Mm-hmm. My idea was to have one that you could like rent by the hour, and it would have exercise equipment in it. And so one of the things they'll probably have in the future, and I mentioned this briefly, was the virtual reality. If you don't want to pay, I paid like a lot of money for all my crap. If you want to just rent it, and you could mount the Vive position sensors in the walls of the thing and rent it out to people rather than having to have them pay like over $1,000 for all the equipment and stuff.
Half of me wants to just try virtual reality to see if it makes me puke. Like, I don't want to buy it because I don't know if it's going to make me throw up.
I've tried a little bit. I haven't almost puked, but it does sort of, there's like dizzy, like, whoa, like this wasn't quite right. Like, it didn't feel, but yeah, my friend said that he had to quit. He tried it out. He thought he was going to puke. But anyway, so back to the Vive headset. So the games for the Vive headset are designed to allow you to move around in a room. But most traditional video games have you running, like mm-hmm. you're running from castle to castle, or you're from one room to the other, 3D shooter, you're running around. You're just constantly running. So the Vive games are sort of, they have to come up with ways to get your character to move around where you don't have to actually run, because you can't, unless you had the omnidirectional treadmill, which doesn't come with the Vive. It's not really public out much yet. So they have these, some games like a boxing game, it's perfect for, because the boxing ring.
Right, confined space, you just move around a little, right?
And then I bought an archery game where you gotta mimic the movements of the arrow thing, and you duck and you move around, and it's like you're in like that Kill Bill scene where they're at the stairwell and all the ninjas come in, and there's like a second
crazy
story.
88.
But it's like in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
So there's that. And then a couple of the games, most of the games, I think, have what's called teleportation, which is like every few seconds you've got a point with the joystick where you want the character to go, and he just pops where you point it. So
gotcha.
It takes away from the realism. Like there was a zombie game called Arizona Sunshine that I played for a while, and you've got to point the handheld joystick where you like down the trail where you want it to go, and then you stand there, and then the zombies come at you, and then you shoot, and you move around a little bit, but then you.
Kind of related to that, I wish that teleportation was real, and every time you did it, you lost 5 pounds. This
so
is
the
like
fat,
the low tech version.
Would the fat
of this.
Just like fall where you were?
Yeah.
I don't think just cost calories.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to control where those 5 pounds are going from. You'll probably just lose 5 pounds of neurons from your brain.
Well, it's similar to this. It's virtual reality weight loss.
Yeah, you got to calibrate it for fat. Yeah.
So basically, my idea is for a video game which allows you to move, which is built for the Vive, which allows you to move around in the room, and the character can move around in the game without this stupid teleportation hack that takes away from the realism of the game. And it'll also still allow you to get exercise.
I think there's another wrinkle here on top of this, which is, I think, is a very solid idea. But
I haven't even gotten to the idea, really, but go ahead.
He's like, this is just product placement right
now. No, there's a lot of good ideas there. One of them is, augmented reality to kind of trick our laziness into doing something positive. So the exercise thing, if you just program, if it scans your house and then it gives you exercise routine, but while you're exercising, you're actually cleaning the house. So it's like, lower the box, but you lower the box 20 times. Dust a little, but keep stretching. Do the yoga pose or something. So at the end of it, I'm sweaty, I'm tired. My house is clean when the goggles come off.
That's just called vacuuming.
They do have like a...
My vacuuming is more intense than your vacuuming.
They have a game called like a job simulator, which sounds so boring.
Yeah, it is.
But it's basically, it's just, you're picking something up, and it's novel because normal games, you don't pick things up. But it's stupid.
Okay.
But that's almost like that. But it's instead of job simulator, it's cleaning house simulator. But so basically my idea, it's loosely based on a comic book idea that I had. I'm not a big comic book nerd either, but I had an idea.
Don't lie to the audience, Tom.
I'm always like, coming up with ideas for
I'm
all sorts
cool,
of things.
I'm cool, promise.
And so I'm not going to give all of the details because I think it's a good idea. I don't share my best ideas on the podcast. Good. So the basic of it. So there's a nerdy kid whose dad works for the military designing futuristic weapons. And the kid is also sort of an amateur inventor. So he moves to a new town, a new military base. And so he doesn't have any friends, this nerdy kid. Most of the other kids are really tough and mean to him. They're all military families, so most of the kids are all tough, except for him. He's a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
But he sees this daredevil kid about to attempt a stupid stunt on his bicycle or something. And he helps him improve it. The nerdy kid does. So he doesn't get hurt. And so they form a friendship where the nerdy kid helps him set up all these stunts. And they do the stunts and they film it for YouTube and whatever kids do nowadays. And so in the premise of the game, they come up with an idea for a stunt. But they have to break into the military base where his dad works to get the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in this military place. Basically, their idea is to use a small drone that's like meant to carry like 50-pound things. You can hold it in your hand. It's not like a plane-sized drone. It's like a small drone to propel you forward on roller skates.
Oh, cool.
And so
The ghetto version of that is just a pit bull.
When you get to the Vive...
Paraskating. Paraskating.
If you go back to the... How many? I don't see the number. Oh.
Nine.
Okay. I look like an A to me. So you get to the... back to the Vive. So you're in a physical room and you can't run around. But... if in the game they're on roller skates, you can like point your hand where you want the drone to push you. So it works in the room with the Vive.
That's a good idea.
So there's no stupid teleportation because the drone, you're just pointing your hand where you want to go.
People who are serious into roller skating are like, that's bullshit.
So the idea is it's a pretty strong drone. And the kid wears like a big battery on his backpack. It's not wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And he just holds on to it and he can like point it where he wants to go and it'll make him go forward. Or he can sort of let the power cord loose so it's above his head. And so he can have like a gun in one hand. Well, I sort of got ahead of myself. So while they're setting this up, like somebody attacks a military base and they've got to escape. This is the first level of the game.
Sounds like a movie.
So I mean, a lot of games are sort of like movies. So they're in this like skyscraper that's the fire and it's collapsing. They've got to sort of push themselves around to get out. And then they jump out of a window and then the drone... that sort of lessens their fall as they go, and so they escape. And so the rest of the video game is you like going on adventures, like fighting back against villains and stuff, like a superhero, you know.
And you can have the like puzzle room escape sort of stuff where it's like you're locked in a room, you have to find the key, but you have to like grab this and then grab that and then grab this and then like put it together.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that really, but
don't do that.
So then my idea is. So the daredevil kid has the drone, and then the other kid is sort of a minor character in the game. So the daredevil has like a VR headset like you do, and in the corner of it is a webcam video of the nerdy kid. And he's explaining, like help guiding you through the game, like turn left here, turn right here. So it's a way to guide them through the – it's like a gimmick to guide them through the game. And so you can – use this drone to also, it's got a helicopter blade. You can like chop people's heads off with it. So you can propel yourself forward. Mm-hmm. You can chop people with it. You can have a gun in one hand and that in the other hand. And it's not strong enough for you to fly, but if you jump, it'll like send you up like 20, 30 feet in the air, maybe, depending on what you're holding on to, whatever the level is.
Oh, so you can jump higher and you can fall softer.
Fall softer, like that. It allowed you to them to escape the highway. So you could have a level where they're like jumping from car to car on a highway, like moving cars, and then like there's an overpass coming, and they have to jump over the overpass. He has to jump over the overpass.
Oh, so you actually have to jump.
So it's like a sheath with a constant updraft almost. It's something gives you like a different physics. You can kind of leap over things.
It's not always on. Descent. So like you're holding it, it's not on. But if you need to jump, you pull the trigger and then it zoom. It just makes you go up
high. So you have controls on your drone.
Yeah.
And you're physically moving, right?
Yeah. And
it's not just pointing.
Yeah, the Vive has like a hand, left and right hand hand sticks with buttons on them. And gotcha. So you press the button to make it spin and make it go.
Go faster or whatever.
Go faster or whatever, or chop somebody's head off. And
nice.
So basically that's the gist of the game. And then I have one of the ideas that I had is as like the final level of the game. So you find a nuclear bomb that's about to detonate, and it's about nuclear bombs are sort of small. They're like the size of like a coffin or like a but it's like an electronics thing, like the size of a coffin. Mm. Okay. I don't know what better comparison than a coffin.
It's a good
like
comparison.
Coffin's good. It's poetic.
It talks about
it's
death.
Logical, so it's logical, yeah.
So he's like pushing this, holding the drone and like roller skating and pushing this coffin thing. And it's like scraping on the ground and like making sparks. And it looks like it's going to explode. So there's a little bit of humor there. So then he's like going through the city, like whizzing through cars, dragging this nuclear bomb. And he's going towards the ocean. So they take him towards the ocean. And then right before he gets to the beach, takes like a big like squeeze of the trigger to like jump over the sand. And so then you're like skiing with this nuclear bomb behind you. And so then you go out deep and then you just let the nuclear bomb sink to the bottom of the ocean right before it goes off.
Mm-hmm. And then it causes a tsunami.
And then it causes a tsunami. And then you're surfing on the tsunami. And then, yeah. And then that's how it ends. Like,
and all the people with beachfront property die.
But I think if a nuclear bomb goes off under the water, I don't think you have to worry about radiation. I think it's pretty contained under the water.
Some is contained, but what you have to worry about is the electromagnetic pulse, which will knock out your drone too. Yeah. So you're probably going to drown.
But you would pretty much save the city.
Yeah, so. you'd only kill people who could afford, like the rich.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Kill the rich.
Oh, okay.
You would have to like because isn't there like Fukushima radiation that's like floating over to the U.S.
That's all nonsense. It's never going to be enough to hurt the U.S.
I might study physics. No, it's not a lot, but I don't really know how it works.
That's hippie stuff, I think.
No. I mean, it's there, but it's like you get more from a plane, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like if you fly, you get more radiation because you're not protected by the atmosphere.
Oh, it's best to be detonated right above a city, apparently, not in the middle of a city, necessarily.
I was with an Uber driver, and I was like, Happy New Year, and he was like, let's talk about nuclear winter now. It was so weird. I was just thinking about this. Apparently, you're supposed to take he was like, if people in Nagasaki had just taken a shower after the bomb, and I'm like, they probably weren't thinking about taking a goddamn
shower.
They
were melting.
Shower. It's like,
they
if you survived
melting.
It, it's like the last thing you're going to do. It's like, where's my mom? Oh, let me take a shower to like calm down the radiation. But he was like an old white man, and he wanted to tell me about things.
But I don't know if you guys play video games or if you were bored to death that I'm talking about nerdy shit like video games.
I just,
the ideas are really interesting.
I don't play shooters.
It ended kind of dark.
Yeah.
But that's one way to go. There's nothing wrong with that.
But I like the idea of like just really humor in it with the dragging the nuclear bomb on the ground. And then I like the just wild action. Like,
plus, if you don't make it in time.
With chopping people's heads off. And
the death scene on
one that. Of the other ideas I had was that you need to go in a house. So you fly it through. You lay down and you fly through a doggy door. But then there's somebody at the door and it like cuts their balls off. So there's humor there.
If you don't.
Wow.
Castration, the best joke ever.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it'd be a villain.
Yeah, when you started with virtual reality, I thought you were this is what I thought you'll go to. You'll probably talk about virtual reality porn, and then you'll talk about just fucking sex dolls.
That was last week's episode.
We almost went there.
Was creativity wasted. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.